This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. I'm Renette Meiberg on my program called Arise and on 7 to 9 a.m. and on Cape Pulpit. And thank you for being with us this afternoon. You know, my program really touches many, many aspects of life. And we often just bring very, very important and relevant guests into the studio to discuss things that we don't often speak about. And we don't know what to do when things happen. And I've got Ankerin Ulisse in the studio with me today. And she is the CEO of Tableview Angels. And I've known Ankerin and watched her works over the years for many, many years. And we are so privileged to have you in the studio with us this afternoon, Ankerin.
Thank you, Renette. It's a pleasure to be here. And I just love your program name, Rise. It's like, you know, rise up, people. Rise up out of your difficulties. Rise up out of the shame. Rise. You know, it's just, it excites me.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. I get excited now that you're excited. I tell you, and I love my program's name as well. It really is so important to know that the Lord gives us such opportunities and He gives us wisdom and knowledge by the people that I have on my program. So I know that you're doing a phenomenal work, but what I love about the work that your organization does is the fact that it is multifaceted. It is not just gender-based violence. It's not just trauma. It's not just children. It's not just women. It deals with all aspects of life. And I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible what you've achieved. I mean, I'm going to give the numbers because I think
you can give the numbers.
I really think this is phenomenal when somebody touches so many lives in one go. I mean, you've dealt with in 2023. I mean, how many days of the year is there? You know, and you touched families, you assisted families, 1,769, I mean, families, and then individuals, you know, 1,800, sorry, I'm just looking at these numbers, 1,800 people that you've just touched individually. And I mean, I know you, how you operate. You go where people ask, go where people reach out. If people ask, you deal with them. And then you've assisted children. I mean, children assistance. I mean, that is phenomenal, the work that you've done. 2,370 children that you've touched. And I know you're not afraid of where you go. You go into very dangerous areas. So this topic for us today is about really going into your community in spite of all the dangers that are out there. And operating in excellence, I have to say that. And I mean, you're up for so many awards. I mean, so many awards. And I mean, you're going to share with us. So I'm not going to blow that bubble for you. I'm going to want you to share what you have achieved in under very difficult circumstances. I mean, you started the CEO with your mother right from the start. And I know it's been a very tough break in all by yourself and having to make it stand and sustain itself and maintain itself. But we're going to take a break now and just listen to a track. And then I really want you to get stuck in and tell us what made you actually start this whole organization and the journey that you've been up on until this time. So we're going to listen to something now beautiful, and we will join Ankerin straight after this. Hi, I'm Renette Meiberg on my program called Rise this afternoon, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. We're so looking forward to this next hour. We have got a very special guest in the studio today with us, and her name is Ankerin Ulofsa, and she has an organization called Tableview Angels, and I think many of us know who she is. I mean, she was a point of reference for me now shortly, a little while back when I needed assistance and guidance. She was the first person that popped up in my head, and because I know that she knows the system so well. Ankerin, you know, you started the organization. I want to know why and what drove you to actually begin this table view? Because you cover everything. You cover every aspect of the family.
We do, but that came with time. So what happened was 10 years ago, this year it will be 10 years, mm-hmm. in September, I think it was 11th of September 2014, at midnight, my eyes opened from my sleep and I heard a voice saying, "Table View Angels." I thought, "God, is that you? Or is that my bipolar talking to me?" So I will say it's God.
Yes.
He laid it on my heart, because just before that, people were asking me, you know, who can they contact because they don't have food at home and who can they? And I thought, I need to start a charity. And God laid it on my hand. He put that calling there, but he chose me for a reason, and that is because of what I went through in my life. So if I can share a little bit about
please
that.
Please do.
I come from child abuse myself. I went through child abuse, beaten up as a teenager to a pulp by my stepfather. I left school, went to university, and I started drinking because it was an escape. And I was suffering from depression a little bit, and I started getting into trouble where I was mugged and burgled, and everything went wrong in my life. I was falling into this deep, dark pit. And I decided, okay, I do not want to stay in South Africa anymore. This country, you know, is going up in flames. I get burgled and everything is wrong and it's a country. So I'm leaving the country. I took my pension money that paid out and I went to London on my own with a backpack. And I had a 2-year visa and I stayed for 6 years.
Naughty girl.
Naughty girl, as you do. And I stayed in London. I worked there. I became a full-blown alcoholic. I became depressed. I was suicidal. I got myself into trouble. I was beaten up by a boyfriend of mine. You can see the scar on my nose. Actually, somebody close to me said the other day, "I've never noticed that scar." I said, "It's always there. I don't hide it. It's part of me.
It's part of your testimony.
It's part of me." And my cheekbones are broken and by this guy, and he stole everything I had. And that landed me up on the streets of London, homeless. And I slept next to a canal by a little bench. And sometimes the other homeless people would show me where abandoned buildings are, you know, that I'd be safe at, that I can go and sleep at. And as I recovered from my wounds, I got another job. And the alcohol just got worse and worse and worse. And then when I wanted to get off the alcohol, nobody was there to help me. I phoned Lifeline, I phoned the AA, I phoned everybody I could phone. Nobody came to help me, and I was physically detoxing, so I had to drink again. So my alcoholism continued. My mom heard, by this time I'd tried suicide 5 times.
Wow.
That I was rushed to hospital because of overdosing. I was a cutter, I cut myself. Many places. I've got the scars as well. And I came back to South Africa, and my mom worked very gently with me. And she said to me, you know, you've got a problem. And I said, "Yes, mommy, I know." And she said, "Okay, do you want help?" And that's when I said yes. And my mom took out a lounge and she sent me to the best rehab she could. I came out of that rehab. I must just stop there because I forgot I had a very, very important thing that happened in London as well.
Yes, and that is, you can make it back.
just after the gender-based violence, I moved to a different town and I got raped. And I never spoke to anybody about the rape. Nobody knew. It was my secret. I did not know how to deal with it.
That's right.
So I think those suicide attempts and things were all
related to that.
You in psychology, so you also know that everything is a big mess. And back in South Africa, it took me 4 rehabs to actually that light bulb to go off. And yes. I believe everybody's got their own journey. Rock bottom. Mm. You know, your rock bottom is not my rock bottom.
Yes.
And I had to hit that real rock bottom until that light bulb went off and I said, no more. Mm. I'm 20 years sober at the moment.
Praise the Lord. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, girl.
I couldn't do it without the Lord. But
yes,
yeah,
well done.
This year will be 21, but at the moment I'm on 20 years sober. But with everything that happened, I also got diagnosed with mental illness.
Mm.
So the mental illness, I've got bipolar disorder and borderline personality disorder. I say it out loud. I say it in public because I have it. It's part of me. And you either accept me as I am. I'm not going to hide anything away from anybody.
Mm.
So I've always been open about it. And this rollercoaster ride of mental illness, coming off of alcohol, going on to medication for mental illness, put me in a very bad space for a long time because I couldn't find the right cocktail to work for me. Eventually, when they did, and my mind freed up, a doctor at Falkenberg Hospital at the outpatients, she saw me for 4 years, and she just cleared me up, and I was on the right medication. I lost weight, and my zest for life came back into me.
Fabulous.
I rediscovered God. I went and I searched, and I got baptized. And, you know, it's just that whole change of life to being a victim and being everything happened to me and I'm feeling sorry for myself and everything's terrible to what can I do and give back to society.
Oh, precious.
And I thought, I've got the knowledge. I've got the knowledge of being raped. I've got the knowledge of child abuse. I've got the knowledge of being homeless. I've got the knowledge of addiction. I've got all this knowledge because I've been through it. So it's fine if you are going through something in your life to go and see a counselor who studied counseling or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. But when you come to me, I talk to you about the real practical stuff. Feelings and things like that, yes, you need to go to your counselors and stuff. I talk to you about the practical stuff that we do. We are going to go and get a protection order now. I mean, this guy is not going to beat you up again.
Yes, so you know the system.
When we get to court, this is what we're going to say. This is what you're going to write down. And I know these things. So, yeah, and then Table of Your Angels just started in 2014. It was really miraculous. It was at midnight, and the name was there. Everything was there, and I said, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go for this. And 10 years later, we've just grown and grown and grown because we started off just helping families in need in our community who needs food and clothing and things like that, to helping people who are on the streets get off the streets, to trauma situations, people calling me saying they want to commit suicide, me getting there straight away because you can maybe phone Lifeline and SADC and all these lines, you need somebody to be there with you right now.
That's right.
And I'm the one that wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't own a car. I take a taxi and I get to your house because I don't leave anybody behind.
I know you don't. That's why I really honor what you do.
You know, from psychological point of view, it's probably part of my mental illness, but it's a good part of my mental illness that I can't say no, and I just need to help everybody I can because I just feel that nobody was there for me.
Mm. And you don't want to be that person.
I don't want to be that person. So if somebody wants to commit suicide and they phone me and I ignore them and say, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mm.
And, if I do that and they commit suicide, I'm going to live with that for the rest of my life. Because my borderline personality disorder makes things stick in my mind.
Mm.
And I relive it and things like that. So I know my own personality and I know how to deal with that. But that's a whole different story.
Story? Okay, great. You know, I really honor the fact that you know, just on call for everybody. And I mean, we've known you like that for years. We know a year of all the work that you people do. And you know, and obviously it is... has its challenges, you know, through that. But I think we're going to take a break and then we're going to continue with all the things that, you know, just maybe a case scenario or something like that as well in the next conversation, because this has led to some greater things that are in line for you. And it's really honorable and I'm very happy for you and you deserve it. I mean, 10 years on the laboring, because they say the laborers are few. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, you were a point of reference for me at a couple of weeks ago when I needed help for somebody, and you were the first person that came to mind, because I know that you know that you know. And that helps a lot. So I just want to be really let people understand that this is a young person that has really just come out of point of reference of how to navigate life and then still be an asset to the community and an asset to God. And, you know,
and a calling. It's a calling.
Very special. Very special.
I mean, when
calling.
When God starts gifting you, and He gifted me with a calling, and I have to do what God says.
Mm. And not just that, but you know, to put up your hand for something so difficult. This is not having cake and tea with ladies and ministering, and I'm saying this in with respect that each one has a calling, but when you're called for the lowest of the lowest parts of life, you need to be really chosen. And I do believe that's what the Lord has done with you. But we're going to continue with Ankurine and just hear the rest of her journey and obviously what the great things that she's just been chosen for and nominated for. She's got a lot of accolades behind her. So praise the Lord for that. But we're going to play out with something right now and we'll be with you back right after this. Hi there, everyone. I hope you have stayed tuned with us this afternoon. We've got such a special guest in the studio with us, and she's so unique and divinely, I believe, divinely asked by the Lord to do the work that she does. And she works amongst the community where very few of us are prepared to go. And so we just want to honor this afternoon and just bless her and just give her an opportunity to share what she actually does. And she's going to share with us exactly what the Lord has done for her in this time. She is the CEO and founder of Tableview Angels, and she works really extensively throughout. I mean, you even started something with bullying, which is such a big thing, even in the workplace. You know, different aspects of life, there's so much bullying. And comes from a wounded nation that ends up bullying others. So, Ankurine, just share with us a little bit of the different areas that you work and why you work it and what do you do?
I would call it the facets of my life.
Yes, it's definitely multifaceted.
So if we talk about Tableview Angels, we've got several divisions. We've got the family division where we help families to get back on their feet. It's a hand up and not a hand out. We are not going to deliver food to you and if you stand there every Friday. We want you to job search. We've got a job search group. We want you to go to the hospital if you need to go to the hospital. Everything needs as a holistic approach to the family. We want to lift you up in that period that we're going to help you, and then you have to be back on your feet. It's not always successful, but it's mostly successful because sometimes
wonderful.
You always get those people who want to stand for a handout.
Mm.
Yes, we've got the family division. We've got our counseling division where we've got student counselors who do their practical time with us.
Okay.
And they counsel people. We've got our trauma division. The trauma division can be anything from suicide, mental illness, GBV, human trafficking, child abuse, anything that needs an immediate response. That is our trauma division. And then we've got a senior division called the Golden Angels, where we've identified some oldies in our community. We can't afford to feed them for the rest of their lives. But what we have done is we adopt them out to the community.
Oh,
so if somebody says, I want to adopt an oldie, then we give you an oldie, and that is your adoptive oldie. And you go and read for them and do their shopping and or whatever that situation calls for. Yeah. We've got our youth and entrepreneurship program, where we are trying to help our youth to learn how to run their own business, how to run various aspects of finances, media, everything that comes with their own businesses. So we've got that group, and we've got our GBV Warrior Support Group. If you see anything on my Facebook, you will see the sword.
The sword.
The sword is everywhere. And I was once told, why do you always walk around with a sword? And I say, because that is the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6,
yes.
The word of God is always with me. And now I've got three swords. I just got one extra. So don't tell anybody, but I've got three swords at home. So we've got that's the GBV support group. Why I started a support group is the GBV ladies that come and see me, they think they're alone in the situation.
Right. Mm.
And they think that it's only happening to them. And are they going crazy when the narcissist doing this to them, you know, does the things? And I saw that pattern going on that they all think they're the only one. So I started the support group so that they can actually see that they can rely on each other and they're not alone. And it's
and
not
relate.
Normal. It's,
and relate.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not normal for, you know, this to happen. We've got our Boetesig Angels, which we've started. So we like, I sort of one day sat in church and I said, God, I want to actually take over Cape Town. So like little by little, you know, as
into
you bless
Eastern,
us, you
yes.
know, let me go a bit further. And when I'm done with Cape Town, then I'll do South Africa and then the world. Okay, let's do this in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the conversation I had with God in church. And we do have people from all over the country that call us, and we unfortunately can't assist everywhere.
Of course.
Then with the Catwalk Models, had a competition for Ambassador Against Bullying in the Western Cape. Which I entered and I wrote my story of bullying. And I won that competition. So I've got a tiara and a sash and I look all pretty for that. And then, but what I do is I do talks at schools and I do talks with groups of people about bullying. And also last year I got the Advocate Against GBV, also through Catwalk Models. I love the safety and security field that I volunteer in with SAPS. We call the community in blue, and
yes, I know that.
We volunteer with SAPS. What else do I do? I've just become a volunteer column writer for a women's magazine, so I'm very excited to reach people, because I want to reach the people that are struggling. I want to reach the people who are still suffering, and I want to show them a way out.
Amen.
So through talking my story and talking my truth, that is how I'm going to reach them.
Amen. That is wonderful. And, you know, I just want to encourage you, listeners, is the fact that when things are really low, God has even a purpose and a plan. He's really shown me about we run after purpose. You know, we're always looking for purpose, but we don't ask him for the plan. What is his plan with that purpose?
Mm.
And we don't tap into the plan. And when he says, I've got a purpose and a plan, there must be a reason why things happen. Eh? In our lives. And with Ankerine, I mean, doesn't matter what has transpired in her life, God had a path set out for her. And she was brave enough to go and step into it. And what do many of us do is that we often sit back and wait for the Lord to do it.
Yeah.
But it is actually by our stepping out into the plan and taking the plan and saying, Lord, okay, let's work this together. You cannot do anything without him, but he does need you to partner with him. And the fact that you kept on asking the Lord, this is what I want him to do, he kept on bringing, all these opportunities for you to go into these different areas and equip you accordingly.
And he also, the Lord sometimes puts something on my mind and then I go, okay, now I'm going to fast. But, you know, Aunt Karina is not normal. So when she says she's going to fast, it's a 7-day full fast, no food at all. So in the last 6 months, I've done three.
Extreme.
Yeah. Just blame it on the bipolar if you want to. But yeah, so I go like seven, and then I put my a plan on there for God. And in that 7 days, me and God, we wrestle about the plan.
Mm, so that's beautiful.
I've got these big posters in my bedroom that's got written on, in 2024, this is what I am going to reach. God told me we're going to do this. And then, you know, he's got longer term plans. Like he said to me, you are going to write an autobiography.
Mm,
it's not going to be now. You're busy now. You're doing other things now. He even told me what the name is going to be. It's going to be Peculiar Angel.
Oh, precious.
Because I am a little strange.
Oh, but you understand yourself and everybody gets you. Don't worry.
God has a purpose and a plan, as you said. And if I do get something that comes to me, I always take it to God and say, Is this your will? If it's not your will,
scrap it.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, I'm just absolutely loving this conversation. We're just going to play out with something quickly, and then we're going to get back to Ankarine's story.
Case scenarios.
We're going to talk about case scenarios in the next case because it's very important because we don't always know who to go to. And when somebody has dealt with a case of a kind and you can say, oh, now I know who to call. I know now who to contact. And that is what we need to know. We often don't know how to help other people because we've never been in that situation ourselves. It could be a neighbor, could be a friend's daughter or whatever, but we need to know where we can go. So we're going to join Ankarine straight after this. Let us just listen to our next track and see you after this. Okay, everyone. I'm just so happy to be back with you this afternoon. We've got such a super special guest in the studio with us. Her name is Ankarine Oliver. She is the CEO of Table View Angels. And boy, she knows exactly what her assignment is for the Lord. And she really stands those shoes big and broad. And she's really up and running for anybody that needs help. So, Ankarine, well done. Well done with the work that you do in spite of your own, hurdles that you've had to jump in your life as well. You've just come out, real trailblazer, and just coming out and doing what the Lord has said to you to do. And you seek his face all the time. And that's what I love. It's not, you're not a loose cannon. You're not just doing what you want to do. You seek his face and you do what he's asked you to do. And that's why I think all these awards and all these nominees that you've got on your name for 2023 is well deserved. So just share with us a little bit of case scenarios so that we know, is it viable for us to call you if we need you, and how do they find you? And just give us a little bit of a background.
Yeah, if you are in our catchment area, you know, as I said earlier on, we cannot help everybody. We have to stay in our area. So if your family is struggling or you know of a family struggling, they can't, you know, various, there's illness in the family, they lost jobs or anything like that, they can contact us. And trauma situations, I can think of a case scenario that I can tell you of a human trafficking case that I dealt with. And the lady was trafficked for 15 years.
Wow.
And she managed to escape after 15 years. And somebody sent her my way and I hid her away because it was high-profile people, gangsters, that were after her. I was in the firing line. I just, like, said, God, protect me, because, you know, my name was in the firing line with the gangs and things. But slowly I started getting her to open up, and we got the Hawks and the Human Trafficking Foundation involved. And her life has changed so much. She actually got baptized 3 months ago.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, she found God. And the guy that did it, or the syndicate that did it, does not exist anymore, because he got assassinated by another guy. So we're talking heavy stuff here.
Yes, we're talking heavy stuff.
Then there's people that contact me and say, Ankurin, I can't anymore. I can't go on anymore. I'm going to end it right now. And I say, what's your address? Sometimes I know the address, know the area well. Mm. And I go straight over, and I often get to doors where they just fall in my arms, because they are that 5 minutes away
from
hanging themselves. I actually go and cut down the noose in the lounge. I take
just
them home with
them.
Me. Yeah. I know there isn't shelters in my area. I have women sleep in my queen size bed with me,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that I can know that they are safe. And then tomorrow I can make a plan and, you know, get them the help that they require. So the youth, young people, I've had a case of a young girl going psychotic, and her mom just said, just take her away from my house. Go take her away. She's on drugs. She's psychotic. And I couldn't get social workers out that night to come to the situation. And I just said to the mom, okay, you write a letter with your ID and everything, and you write this child into my care, because I can't just take the child.
Yes, with permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took this child, and the child stayed with me for 4 months.
Okay.
In that time, she landed a sponsorship at a modeling school, and she did her first. I was sitting there like a proud mommy, clapping the hands. At modeling school, she started going to youth, and again, she got baptized. I remember at Josh Jen Church, she got baptized, and then we started working on the plan of reconciliation between her and her mother. And she's back by her mother.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So basically, any situations that you feel people are in danger or
Just to be there, even.
You can contact me. Sometimes I can't help, but I can give you the right channels.
Yes.
I can give you the right telephone numbers or channels, explain to you how it works. Otherwise, I will jump up and come and help you, even medical. I've got an EFOS certificate, so if there's accidents and there's blood and gore all over the place, I can fix you up as well.
I know you can. A real can-do girl. Okay, just give us a little bit of your details, where you're based, and just your telephone number and maybe your email address.
Okay, so we are called Table View Angels. That's where we started. But we do part of Milnerton as well. We do the whole of Melkbos. We do Buitenzorg and Royal Ascot. I wouldn't say, I'm a rule breaker, and I can sometimes go a bit out the boundaries if need be. If I know there's not a charity in that situation, then we can break our rules a little bit. And you can contact me. Actually, the best thing to do is to go on Facebook, in the search engine, put Table View Angels, and you will find us. We are the one and only.
Really, yes.
The one and only. So you will find us. And then when you see the about information, you'll have my telephone number there. You'll have my email address. You'll have my WhatsApp. You will have all the information. So I'm not going to say it out loud, because I don't know where you're going to write it now, but go and look at Table View Angels.
I know, that is where I found you. Okay, be blessed. Thank you so much, Ankerine, for being with us this afternoon. It's been so such an encouragement. I think everybody that has a bit of a calling and we think we're not well enough, we're not normal enough, or whatever we think of ourselves and whatever issues that we have, we are always valuable in the eyes of the Lord. And He can use us as we are. And He knows exactly the purpose and the plan for your life. So I ask you, family and friends there, if you want to do something, sometimes it's just to be there for somebody else. Be there. But Ankerine is the person that you can call and you can know that you're going to get an answer.
I always tell my little York Terrier, or I call him York Terror. My little Yorkie, when she comes and lies with me and I love her, I tell her, every hair on your body is counted by God. Amen. And, you know, you must always remember that if God can look at a little sparrow and every hair is counted, I mean, how amazing is that?
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful word at the end. And, yes, family and friends, be safe. Take care. Stick to the rules out there. And we will see you same time, this time, next week. Again on my program called Rise. And thank you so much, Ankerine. You've been such a blessing to us. And may the Lord just, I trust that the Lord will absolutely get all that. I know you're finalists for big awards and that. And I trust that the Lord will really honor you and remember you for all the great work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for Rise, because that is what we do, is we rise.
Amen. Okay, bye, everyone. We'll see you next week. Goodbye. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.